Oh, just one more thing. The trends Brand Keys identified this year provide brands an opportunity to break old habits and embrace new methods of engagement for their brands. But given the extraordinary degree of political enmity we've seen in the past year, it seemed an apt time to revisit a survey analysis we cautioned brands about 2 years ago. It was a study conducted in July 2016. It was based on our Brand Keys predictive emotional engagement metrics and was our 15th year examining how consumers looked at brands when it came to the value of patriotism. It identified how the drivers of brand loyalty and engagement had changed. Back then, we noticed a not-so-subtle right turn toward what might be more correctly defined in the United States of 2018 as nationalism. According to our Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, upon which the What Happened insights are based, political polarization, tribalism, and more fervent social movements like hashtag MeToo and hashtag GrabYourWallet were due to change the face of brand engagement and consumer loyalty. For the first time since our index was initiated, basic tenets of consumer loyalty and engagement were upended. Marketers hadn't experienced a simultaneous eruption of political polarization and social turmoil since the 1965 Vietnam War protests. It came down to identifying the differences between patriotism and nationalism. For our purposes, how they related to brands. An examination of the social and political effects on nearly 1,000 brands revealed the following practicable definitions. Patriotism is pride. Pride in one's country and a willingness to defend it. Pride in what a country stands for. Pride in what a brand stands for. It's courage. It's freedom of speech. It's liberty and self-determination. It is ultimately a set of values people admire and that brands can use to better position themselves. Nationalism, on the other hand, had become the belief in the superiority of one country over another. Its tone and manner? Aggression, hostility, and intimidation. For brands, it had become who the brand represented. It was the bizarro world of patriotism. It was mean and it was small. It pitted citizen against citizen, black against white, Christians against Muslims and Jews. Patriotism was rooted in unity and values. Nationalism was rooted in unhealthy rivalry and odium. As to how such philosophical and behavioral shifts affected the brandscape, there were undeniable changes in how consumers looked at brands. What was once pride moved closer to self-importance. What was unquestioned inclusion shifted to marginalization. Courage had switched to convenience. Freedom had truly become the vice of extremism. What happened? Well, in the 2018 midterm elections, Democrats took the House and Republicans increased their Senate majority by 2 seats. But the results made it clear that America was polarized not on the basis of class or ideology, but on identities currently divided into 2 tribes. One side, open to immigration, universal health care, and changes to the country's traditional racial hierarchy. The other, deeply hostile to it. This gap between the 2 camps is a conflict of fundamentally different visions for what the country is. It doesn't seem like there's much room for compromise. It's a kind of civil war fought, in some cases, with bullets and torches, but mostly bitter rhetoric and zero-sum political rivalries. Republicans and Democrats seem to see themselves as part of tribal groups that are fundamentally distinct, and they are. They consume different media, attend different churches, have different definitions of truth, varying levels of self-delusion, and live in different kinds of places. They've become category sectors unto themselves, defined by views on race and multiculturalism, the economy and justice that have come to encompass all parts of their lives. That includes their roles as consumers and how they emotionally engage with brands. Playing the nationalism card works only with a very, very small percent of any population. Smart brands will know what consumers are willing to believe about them and will leverage the hell out of that. They end up winners. The less smart brands won't know the difference. Oh, and there's a big difference between being patriotic and being political, another thing the American consumer is onto. Patriotism isn't a campaign. It isn't changing the name of your brand to America. It's not short, frenzied outbursts of emotion, with or without flags and fireworks. Those are more promotional than patriotic, and more's the pity for brands. Consumers know it. They can feel it, and they act on those feelings. Real patriotism is the quiet and steady dedication of a lifetime's work, whether you're speaking of a brand or about a person. Some approaches can be categorized as liberal, and others, conservative. Perhaps Mark Twain's definition is the way to go. Patriotism is support for your country all the time, and the government when it deserves it. A sentiment that can be applied to both brands and politicians. Here's one final truth. If you can configure an important value, whether for a brand campaign or a political campaign, into something emotional, factual, and believable, consumers will not only stand up and salute, they'll buy whatever it is you're selling.